Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off, iOS 17.4, which has been in beta testing for the past month, is now available to everyone. The update comes with a number of major changes to the iPhone and the App Store ecosystem in the European Union, plus some changes for users elsewhere. One of the biggest changes is support for alternative app marketplaces for the first time. With this update, companies like Epic Games will be able to create their own app stores for iPhone users. This means that people will be able to download apps from sources other than Apple's own app store in the European Union. This is essentially Apple opening the iPhone up to third-party app stores for the first time. But Apple also points out that every app, regardless of where and how it is distributed, will have to meet notarization requirements to ensure that they are as safe and secure and privacy-friendly as possible. Also in the European Union, there is now support for browser engines other than WebKit, a new pop-up message in Safari that will ask users to choose a default browser, support for alternative payment methods for in-app purchases, and the ability to set default NFC and wallet apps other than Apple Pay. Again, all of those changes are only available in the European Union because Apple has to comply with the Digital Markets Act that goes into effect this week. iOS 17.4 also includes a change for stolen device protection, which is the feature first added as part of iOS 17.3 that adds another layer of security to your iPhone in the event that it is stolen and someone knows your passcode. Now, users can choose to always require a security delay when changing security settings. Previously, the only option was to enact this delay when away from familiar locations. iOS 17.4 also includes support for transcripts in Apple Podcasts. These transcripts are automatically generated by Apple and are available shortly after an episode is published. There's support for searching within a transcript, tapping on specific words to jump to that part of the episode, and support for sharing parts of transcripts to iMessage and other platforms. There are 7 new emojis in iOS 17.4, including new head shaking, phoenix bird, lime, brown mushroom, and broken chain emojis. Siri has been upgraded in 17.4 with support for reading messages in additional languages, not just the assigned language used for Siri for all other tasks. In the Settings app, Apple has made changes to the battery menu that makes it easier to know if your iPhone's battery health is normal. There's also an upgraded experience for cars equipped with dual-screen CarPlay, with Apple making it easier for users to swap the desired display type between the main and instrument cluster screen with a new icon on Apple Maps. We've got the full rundown on everything new in iOS 17.4 at the link in the show notes below. And we're expecting Apple to release its other updates, such as macOS Sonoma 14.4 and watchOS 10.4, as soon as this week. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. It automatically applies the best discount codes across over 100,000 retailer sites. Start saving today and add the Capital One Shopping extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up today, speaking of Apple software updates, HomePod Software 17.4 removes the default service menu in the Home app settings for choosing a default media app for the HomePod. Instead, Apple says that this update enables Siri to learn your preferred media service when you ask the assistant to play a song or a podcast. So in other words, HomePod will now automatically choose a default media app based on your usage. Previously, you had to go to that default menu in the Settings app to choose your default services, but now that's all handled automatically by HomePod Software 17.4. So when you ask Siri to play a specific song, it will now automatically choose the media service from which it plays that song based on your past usage. Apple says that the change is part of Siri's advancing intelligence, but some users may not like having the option of always using the same media app to play songs and other media on the HomePod. And it's also worth noting that third-party apps compatible with Siri on the HomePod include Deezer, Pandora, and YouTube Music. Spotify, for whatever reason, has chosen not to adopt the feature. HomePod software 17.4 will likely be released as soon as this week or early next week. Writing out today, Apple TV Plus just got a lot more enticing, at least for the next 2 months. Apple has launched a limited-time collection of movies to stream for free as part of the Apple TV Plus subscription. The collection includes a number of big-name titles, including The Wolf of Wall Street, Saving Private Ryan, Mad Max Fury Road, Mean Girls, Titanic, and a number of others. These films are very explicitly marked as limited-time availability on Apple TV+. About half of the titles will be available for free until the end of March, and the remainder are dated through the end of April. For people that have been asking for Apple TV+ to get a back catalog of content, this is sort of Apple's way of doing that, just on a limited-time basis. Apple has done this in the past to coincide with new releases of its own originals, but this is by far the biggest drop of limited-time offers. You can check out the full list of movies at the link in the show notes below, but unfortunately the offer is only available to subscribers in the United States. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.